What's up, y'all? Solon Sports here. NFL, NBA, college basketball, Major League Baseball starting here pretty soon. I got everything covered here, man. The NBA is nearing their All-Star break. It's kind of weird considering we got the virus still going on that they're going to play a game that's meaningless. I don't understand why they're going to do this. They're going to have the All-Star facility, the dunk contest and the 3-point, they're gonna have everything bunched into one day. So I guess they're not gonna even turn off the planes. When they roll up, they're gonna play the game, do the dunk contest, and get on a plane, go back to the cities. For what reason? I guess they're doing it for TV. That's the only reason I could think of. Maybe they're gonna make a little extra money from the TV ratings. I don't know. LeBron and some of the other leaders in the NBA said they don't want to do it, but they don't make all decisions, so that he's gonna show up because he's a leader. Sometimes when you lead, you have to do things you don't want to do, and this is one thing that I think is stupid. It's something to some of the players in the NBA also, but they'll be there with a smile on their face to entertain the fans. That's their job, and they will be there, and they will do the best of their abilities. That's for sure. Far as the season is concerned, it's a little bit concerning. With the way we're just not getting the second half of the season schedule. It was kind of weird, but I understand why they did it because they didn't want to put up everything out there and they didn't really know if we're going to have a second half of the season, considering what was going on. But seems like we're getting a little bit better with this virus. I don't want to jinx it, want to knock on wood or anything like that. We don't want to jinx it, but possibly we can get through this season. We got through the football season, so it looks like we're better get through the basketball season. They're starting to slowly trickle, let fans come back to the games. So you see some teams with 500 fans, some with a little over 1,000 fans spread out throughout the basketball stadium. So hopefully this is going to the right direction. Hopefully by the baseball season, which is in a few months, hopefully by then we can have the stadiums possibly halfway full. If we're lucky, fingers crossed, hopefully with the vaccines rolling out hot and heavy, that can allow us to get back to some type of normal life, not only in sports but in the world. Because boy, I'm telling you what, I don't know about you guys, I am tired of wearing the mask. It's been a long, hard road. Hopefully it's coming towards some type of an end. This virus isn't going to go away. It's just going to be something we have to live with, just like a lot of other diseases in the world. We won't completely go away, but won't, long as they're getting under control, things can get back to somewhat normal. It's going to be weird. Hopefully one of these days we can be able to go out in public without a mask. We're not to that point yet, but hopefully somewhere here in the near future that can happen. Don't know when, but hopefully soon. Like I said, man, the NBA season is rolling right along right now. Like I said, the NBA All-Star game, stupid waste of money, waste of time, airplane miles, whatever it is, what it is. That's just my opinion on that. I don't think that should play, but they're going to do it. They got some guys that are upset that didn't make the team. DeMar DeRozan, some of the other players that didn't make the roster. Hey, man, every year there's going to be NBA players that don't make the All-Star team. There are only so many slots on the roster. Just gonna someone's they'll call them snubs. Hey man, there are a lot of great NBA players. So every year there are gonna be some guys that don't make it, man. That's just the same thing in any sport. It's a popularity contest at the end of the day. So the more popular players are gonna make it every year, no matter what they do, they're gonna make the All-Star team because who they are. So deal with it. Maybe it's easy for me to say that because I'm not in the NBA and I'm not a professional athlete. But hey, people complain, oh, my team should, my player should have made it on my team. Hey, man, everybody can't make it. Those popular players, I remember back in the day, man, Yao Ming would make the All-Star team every single year. And he was always hurt, but he would always find a way to make the All-Star team. That's because he was very popular. Very, very popular. So, and that's what it's about when the fans are voting, you're going to get that. You're gonna get that to happen because the fans gonna you can vote as many times as you want to, so you're gonna get that many. You're going to get players in that probably don't deserve it sometimes make it, and the guys that do deserve it are not going to be there. But hey, look at it like this, man. Let's give you a chance to get a little mini vacation during the season. So it is what it is. Hey, man, NFL is over, of course. You know, Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl. Tampa Bay, not just Tom Brady, the whole team won it. Everyone wants to seem like it was just Tom Brady, but it was the entire team. Free agency starts next month. Cannot wait, man. It's going to be some good stuff. There were lots of rumors of quarterbacks changing teams. Mostly quarterbacks. I mean, you got J.J. Watt out there. He got released by the Texans. J.J. Watt is a great Hall of Fame player. Don't really know how much he has left in the tank. But people out there trying to get him because the name is big. And maybe he can bring just a little bit more leadership to that to a Super Bowl caliber team. I don't know how many sacks and plays he's going to give you a game because, you know, he's got a history of getting hurt. But bringing a guy on that team is a good locker room guy. They'll definitely help your team out. He can only make your team better. He definitely won't hurt it. That is for sure. But as far as these quarterbacks are concerned, man, it's nothing but drama, reality TV stuff going on in the world of football. As far as quarterback position is concerned, we got Deshaun Watson. He's with Houston as of now. He had a meeting with the head coach. He told the new head coach they got from the Baltimore Ravens. I believe he was the passing game coordinator with Baltimore. Now he's the head coach with Houston. He told the head coach, his new head coach, as of right now, there's no way he's coming back. He's done. He don't want to be there anymore. Rumor is if they don't trade him, the rumor is that Deshaun Watson is okay with sitting out the entire season. Means when you sit out the entire season, it means you don't get a paycheck. If he's willing to go that far, that means the man is done right by his money, and I am proud of him. But I tell you what, I can't go a whole year without my paycheck. So if he can do it, more power to the brother. He's trying to force their hand. He's got some leverage. If they do decide to trade him, he has a no-trade clause, meaning he can decide where he wants to go. For the most part, he can veto trades to certain teams. Hey, they're going to trade me to the Bengals. Nah, don't want to live in Cincinnati. So he does that. That's probably one card he does. He can play. So he can basically give them a list of teams where he wants to be traded to. Don't mean it's going to work, but he can put that out there, and the team's going to try to do what's best for the team. I don't want to stay in the point of I'm trying to make a guy stay on your team that don't want to be there, man. Just trade the guy. He's probably one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Very young. And teams are hungry for quarterbacks. Man, you're going to get a boatload of picks for this guy. If I was him, I would trade him and get me 3 or 4 first-round picks and possibly a starting defensive player or maybe a quarterback from that roster I'm trading for. Yeah, let's go ahead and make that happen. Draft is coming up soon. Let's go ahead and get this distraction out of the door and move on. They can get better, hopefully. Depends on how you draft, because I remember back in the day, the Washington, formerly known as the Redskins, now the football team, they made a trade with New Orleans Saints, and the Saints really, 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 really wanted Ricky Williams, Heisman Trophy running back from Texas Longhorns. They really wanted them bad, Mike Dicker. They gave up their entire draft to get Ricky Williams. That's right. The Saints gave up their entire draft for a running back. Washington's like, oh, not a problem. Let's do this. Make this happen. And Ricky Williams played okay, below average with the Saints. They weren't a very good football team. Didn't do much there. And Washington did nothing with all those draft picks. So don't mean anything if you're not going to do anything with the draft pick. So, but all that being said, if I'm Houston, I would make that trade yesterday with the team if they're going to be willing to give me 3 or 4 first-round picks and a player or two I can choose off your roster. Let's make it happen. Because apparently the Carolina Panthers are pretty hungry to try to get Deshaun Watson in Carolina. They're willing to give up a boatload of draft picks and possibly some starting players also. Yeah, I guess I would go ahead and do that, man. Another quarterback that's trying to get out of town. Ciara's husband, Russell Wilson. My favorite quarterback in the league. He's, I don't know if he's fed up or just wants to change the scenery. Be maybe best for both teams. I mean, as far as the team and the player, might be good. He's been there his whole entire career. Won a Super Bowl, lost a Super Bowl, which he shouldn't have lost. If they would have ran the ball, he would have two Super Bowls. But anyway, that's beside the point. He wants out. He's been talking about being wanting to be released or traded. Probably more traded than released. Money he makes. He has a list of teams he wants to go to. He's, you know, he has a no trade clause also. He's talking about going to possibly Dallas, possibly Chicago, a couple other teams I heard he was willing to go to. You can also get a lot of draft picks for Russell. Maybe not as many because he's a little bit older than Deshaun Watson, but you can still get some good players back in return for a great leader like Russell Wilson. And believe me, every NFL team needs leadership. I don't care what you say. It's very big. Tom Brady went down there to Tampa and taught those guys how to win. They had the same talent the last two or three years. But Tom Brady went there and showed these guys. He led by example. Hey, man, I know how to win. I've been doing it my whole career. Follow me when I get you to the promised land. And that's what he did. And Russell Wilson has those same qualities. He just needs to be on the team with a little bit more creativity on offense and possibly a better defense. Let's look at a few teams he said he wants to go to. Dallas Cowboys was number one on that list. Very interesting. Dallas would have to give up a lot of draft picks. Possibly one of their wide receivers. They have plenty of them. So that means if Dallas gives up all those draft picks to get Russell Wilson, they won't have a defense. They won't be able to draft defensive players, and what they really, really need. Don't know if I'm Russell Wilson, that would be the spot, because you want to win the Super Bowl. He's an upgrade from Dak Prescott, but their defense is still going to suck. So that's something that you might want to consider not doing, because you want to have some type of thing to deal with. If your offense isn't clicking, your defense can lead you, because I don't care what anyone says. That Tampa Bay team, that defense led them to that Super Bowl. Tom Brady was the actual team leader, but that defense, believe me, won that Super Bowl. You see how dominant they were. They shut down Patrick Mahomes and that great offense. So Dallas is an option. I mean, he put that out there. He said he's willing to go there. So believe me, they're the Dallas Cowboys. So Jerry Jones, he loves making the front page of the newspaper. So he's going to be doing whatever he can to possibly go to get him there. Chicago Bears is another option. They haven't had a good quarterback, man, in so long. Jim McMahon took him to the Super Bowl in 85. That's probably the best quarterback they've had, and he was just average. That was a long time ago. In 1985, I was like 11 years old, bro. So that lets you know how long ago that was. If Chicago gets him, they already have the borderline elite defense. Their defense has always been good. Chicago has always been known for their defense. Not so much their quarterbacks. So if they can get Russell there and maybe another weapon on offense on the outside, I can see that be a better matchup than the Dallas situation, because I do believe that Green Bay is going to backslide some. They got a lot of big free agents coming up, so I don't think Green Bay is going to be as good as they were the last couple of years. So I think Chicago might be able to take over that defense. I mean, take over that division, and I'm definitely not sold on Minnesota and Kirk Cousins. So I definitely say if he goes to Chicago, I can definitely see them winning that division quite easily, because Russell got that leadership, baby. He's got the scramble ability, if that's a word. He had everything else going on, so I can definitely see him going to Chicago and bring the Monsters of the Midway back, and hopefully they can get themselves back on track and hopefully get back to the playoffs and possibly be real Super Bowl contenders, because they've been to the playoffs for years, but they haven't really done much once they got there. They barely sneak in. They don't have a real offense, so they don't really have a real chance of winning. They have terrible field goal kickers that miss field goals at the end of the games. Mitchell Trubisky, he ain't going to lead you nowhere. He's just going to break your heart if you're a Bears fan. So if I was them, I would definitely do all I can and try to get me a real quarterback in there, and that's what Russell Wilson is. Some of these other quarterbacks that are out there, Cam Newton, man, he's a free agent again. He went to New England last year because New England was the only team that gave him a shot. A lot of people are saying that his better days are behind him. It's kind of hard to argue that. But that team last year with New England, they're not a very good football team. They had a lot of players opt out of the season, so they were missing a lot of their starters on defense. But the defense is only one problem they have. That offense is terrible. That's why Tom Brady wanted to leave, man, because they have no weapons. No one can get separation on the outside, and that's a problem. I don't care who your quarterback is. Cam Newton's not the most accurate quarterback, so if your players aren't getting that separation that they need, that means he's going to be throwing interceptions because he's trying to throw in these tight windows. That's not his specialty. He ran the ball so much last year, man. I know he's big, he can handle the punishment, but you don't want to see your quarterback running that much. I don't care how big he is, because those knees, taking those shots on the knees never gets better. And his shoulder is one that's another issue he's having. So does Cam Newton come back, or does he go to another team? It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the offseason with Cam, because I think he still has a little something left in the tank, but he's going to have to go to a team that has some weapons that he throw to, man, because New England don't have nothing. If he goes back to New England, if they don't upgrade the wide receiver position, he's going to be in the same position as last year. But his options are going to be limited, so he might have to go back to New England kicking and screaming, unless he wants to go somewhere else and be a backup. And I don't know if Cam Newton's ego can handle being a backup quarterback. He doesn't give off that, I'm going to be a good soldier and do what's best for the team vibe and be the backup quarterback when he thinks he's better than the starter, more likely. I don't see Cam doing that. So if wherever he goes, I'm thinking Cam's going to have to be the starter. Another thing about Cam, man, and those kids were so disrespectful at that camp he showed up to. Goodness gracious, man, what are you doing, son? They're coming at Cam Newton like he's not a former league MVP. Took his team to the Super Bowl, Heisman Trophy winner, won the national championship in college. And you talking about this man as if he hadn't done nothing illegal, like his game is garbage or trash, like my son likes to say all the time. He likes to use that word. Cam Newton is might not be a league quarterback as of right now, but he's very accomplished in this league, and they need to show some respect, put some respect on his name, because he definitely deserves it. He's done a lot in this league, so. And in the world of sports, and this young kid was disrespecting Cam as if he was Mitchell Trubisky or some guy that don't even play. Come on now, Cam done a lot, so show some respect. I know he came back and apologized. I just be thinking that was my son, how upset I would be if he was disrespect a great player like that and an adult. These kids sometimes they get out of hand with the social media, thinking they can talk to people however crazy. Cam handled it the best he could. I mean, he's looking for the kid's dad. Hey, where's your daddy at, man? Let me talk to your dad. You just a kid. He apologized. The kid did on social media or whatever. But shit never got to that. But it did. Hey, it is what it is. Cam handled it, I think, pretty good. A lot of people saying he shouldn't have said anything to the kid. Don't give it any legs. But hey, sometimes people coming at you, you have to come back at them. Sometimes you bring that energy, better be able to match it. Like the old people used to say, you got to be able to match that energy. If not, you're going to run into some problems. We run across the wrong one once sometimes, and something bad might happen. So, yeah, it is what it is, man. Like I said, the NFL, the draft is coming up, free agency. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with these quarterbacks, man. Dak Prescott, another quarterback. He's currently don't really have a team. He's possibly gonna probably gonna get franchise tagged again for the Dallas Cowboys if they don't go out and get Russell Wilson. It's obvious they don't really like the guy that much. And, you know, they like him a little bit, his leadership skills, but they don't think he's the man going forward for some odd reason. I mean, the quarterback never has to wait on their money. If they have to wait on their money, that means the team don't really like you that much. And that's what's going on with Dak down there in Dallas. So it might be time to change the scenery for Dak. He might need to move on. It's coming off that broken ankle. A little disrespect coming from Dallas, and a lot of disrespect, but a little bit considering they didn't give him the long-term contract. They don't have to, but just let the man roll on to somewhere else if that's what you're thinking, because it'd be best for both teams, both the situation. I keep saying team, both situations, the player and the team. They just go ahead and separate and split on. You can say easy, say, "Hey, man, Dak, you're a good player, but hey, we haven't won anything with you, so why would I pay you?" That's how some teams look at it, and I ain't really mad at the man. You can look at it and say, "Hey, you want me to give you all this money, but we haven't won anything together." Not Prescott's fault. I mean, their defense has been bad for some years. The coaching has been bad for some years, so it's not all Prescott's fault, but it is what it is, and I can see them not giving him the money that he wants. I don't know if he, you say people. You hear these sports reporters and some of these guys say, "Oh man, he wants $40 million. He's not worth $40 million a season." You're worth what someone's willing to give you. If someone's willing to give you $40 million, what are you gonna say? "Hey, man, that's a little bit too much, man. I just take 30, 31. Because you know, $40 million is just too much money for a player of my caliber. I'd rather take a pay cut because I don't want to be disrespectful to the owner." Man, please. If someone's gonna, I'm gonna ask for the top dollar. If we're gonna meet somewhere in the middle, if they're gonna give me what I asked for, I'm gonna take it. So you say what you want to say about Dak Prescott. He thinks him and his agent think his value is this. Don't know if he's gonna get that, but why not shoot for the stars and see what happens? All right, y'all. Those are my thoughts on in the world of sports right now. Like I said, you know, free agency is coming up, draft. Which is going to be interesting. It always affects the free agency. Free agency first, then the draft. Just change it up a little bit, which makes things interesting. The NBA is rolling right along. Hopefully, we get this virus out of here so we can get back to normal. And baseball training camp is coming up, baby. And I can't wait because I am looking forward to going to that new Texas Rangers stadium. I don't give a damn about the virus. I'm making my way down there. This is Solo on Sports, baby. I'm out.